Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price welcoming you to the weekend. It's a long weekend. It's for some.
Indeed.
For some. I got to make sure. Because Austin and I will be here Monday, of course. Looking forward to that. Always enjoy Mondays around here.
Oh, I can't wait.
Congratulations. Let me get this out of the way here. Tyler Manning of Gulf Breeze picking up on those Alabama football tickets.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Congratulations, Tyler. He was one of five people this week. We gave tickets away every day to go see that game. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing this throughout the year. So just get used to it. Go to the app. Make sure you have our app absolutely nailed down there. News Radio Pensacola. That's the app address.
Absolutely.
And in future contests, there'll be a registration page pop up. You fill it out, submit it, and then Austin picks the winner at 5:15
yes.
on Friday afternoons.
Yes, and while we're done for this week, we did have a lot of people entering in. We're doing this for every FSU home game this season. And, Florida State, Alabama, that's a big one. I am very happy for the winners.
Okay, go Noles, and go three stories that we're following for you this afternoon.
Perfect transition.
Number one.
Triumph Gulf Coast awarding $3.25 million to Pensacola State College to establish a workforce development training center. The funds will renovate the former Academic Computer Center, with renovations starting in 2026 and classes being held temporarily elsewhere on campus.
Number two.
And oysters in the Pensacola Bay system are experiencing various challenges, especially when it comes to water quality. In the past, local water supported a sizable oyster industry, ranking second after Apalachicola, which accounted for about 90% of Florida's wild oyster harvest. The remaining 10% came from Pensacola Bay, East Bay, and Escambia Bay.
Number three.
National Hurricane Center forecasters continue tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has about a 30% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. No, nothing to worry about in the Gulf of America. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged, looking okay. The most active period of hurricane season typically is now through mid-October, with the peak around September 10th, but once again, everything looks okay in the Gulf.
All righty. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. It's been a very smooth sailing afternoon on the roads. That appears to still be the case. Maybe a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, 75 degrees. Got these rainfall chances tonight. The low is going to be 73. These rainfall chances are going to continue over the course of your next several days. As far ahead as Tuesday from what we can see, but the highs are only going to be in the mid to high 80s as a result.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Homeowners associations could become a thing of the past if one Florida lawmaker has his way. A state rep in Miami is considering drafting a bill to end HOAs in the state. Well, Pensacola realtor Christina Leavenworth had her thoughts on this whole process.
It is a lot of personalities, strong personalities sometimes that can push you away. And you might be like, I don't like my neighborhood anymore because of Johnny down the street and the HOA who keeps reporting anyone that has their grass more than a half an inch high.
Well, I want to tell you, I went through that one time living in an HOA and had the exact same situation.
Neighbor, so snooty.
Well, it was just stupid. Factors like,
you're speaking from experience.
Factors like rising monthly fees, overbearing HOA members, hallelujah there, and lawsuits turn many homeowners off. So Leavenworth says HOAs are often beneficial to homeowners, maintaining community spaces and protecting property values.
All right. And police in Orange Beach are investigating a photo posted online. The image appears to come from a TikTok account and shows a young person holding knives with a gun in their waistband. It's been making the rounds today on social media. Police say they're looking into it and had been working with local schools, but of course, there was no direct threat.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Members of Congress plans to force a vote on a bill to ban congressional stock trading. Ryan Schmeltz has those details.
Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is planning to utilize a discharge petition to bring her bill to the floor that would ban members of Congress from trading stocks. The petition would force the bill to come to the floor for a vote if it gets 218 signatures. A ban on stock trading has received a bipartisan push, with several bills being considered and debated this Congress. Those opposed to the ban argue members of Congress should be free to make money, and lawmakers have not received a pay raise in well over a decade despite the rising cost of living. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Florida's attorney general says 8 people were arrested in Operation Summer Hurricane this week. The goal was to get child predators off the streets. James Uthmeyer says these operations often reveal those in the country illegally, asserting that it's an ongoing problem and that illegal immigrants are arrested in nearly every sting operation.
Florida CFO Blaze Ingolia subpoenaed Orange County officials over an ongoing DOGE audit of local spending after receiving a tip about file name changes to hide DEI program expenses. Governor DeSantis emphasized that county employees must cooperate and provide all previously withheld documents for that audit.
All right, and a man who killed 3 people in Orange County is dead. The state executed Curtis Windham at 6:17 last night at Florida State Prison. He was 59. Windham shot his victims over 30 years ago. One man owed him money. The other two were his girlfriend and mother. This is the 11th execution in Florida this year, which makes a record. Another execution is set for next month.
A Florida woman who did unlicensed dental work on a lot of people, now smiling for a mugshot. Daria Albinger has the story.
The ad seemed too good to be true. A woman in Florida who described herself as a veneer tech promised to make over smiles for a fraction of what it would cost for a dentist to do the work. Emily Martinez worked on a number of clients in Pinellas and Hillsborough counties. Only problem? Police say her practices were nothing to smile about, like using crazy glue to attach veneers. Her clients were left with infections, damaged teeth, and expensive bills to fix the damage. Oh, and she doesn't have a license. Martinez, who was first arrested in Tampa in 2024, was denied bond after being arrested again back in March. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And a sad update from Sarasota County. The girl who was pulled into a storm drain earlier this week has died. 5-year-old Zaria Miller died yesterday from injuries suffered during that freak accident last Sunday. Officials said she was playing near a ditch when a water main broke and the sudden gush of water sucked her into a storm drain system. She was carried about 100 yards before she was found. A GoFundMe was established for the family. So far, they have received about $90,000 in donations.
Okay, the Trump administration's reporting improved economic numbers. Now, Florida's employment continues to strengthen, with new unemployment filings dropping for the 6th consecutive week. The U.S. Department of Labor reporting about 5,900 new claims in Florida for the week ending August 23rd. That is down, get this, from 6,100 the previous week.
And a Leon County deputy is accused of having sex with a minor. Saul Garcia was arrested yesterday for unlawful sexual activity with certain minors. The alleged victim is a 16-year-old female student at Godby High School, where Garcia was a school resource deputy. Investigators don't believe there are any other victims. The sheriff's office says Garcia has been terminated.
Okay, very interesting thing here. Of course, you know, they're going to be removing that Black Lives Matter mural down on A Street.
Yes.
Well, for the first time in 6 years, the rainbow-colored crosswalks in downtown Gainesville have been removed. City workers repainted the crosswalks this week. The original installations of the rainbow design took place back in 2019 to support the LGBTQ community.
All right, 6:20 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Friday evening edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, the commanding officer of the 1st Special Operations Wing, 1st SOW, at Hurlburt briefs the Santa Rosa County Commissioners on readiness issues, everything from traffic to child care to the affordability problems and mental health services. Florida executes another murderer for three murders committed 33 years ago. We talked with Alex Andrade about that weird bill that prohibits the county commissioners from getting final approval on plats. And football is finally back. Listen to it all at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
Labor Day weekend officially underway. A record 17 million people are expected to hit the skies and roads. Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Miami International Airport.
Major airlines say that this Labor Day weekend is going to be the busiest yet. United says it's expecting nearly 250,000 more passengers boarding their planes than last year. And American Airlines, they're preparing for almost 4 million travelers, making its largest ever Labor Day operation. Now, TSA is projecting 17.4 million people will head out the door for this Labor Day weekend through Wednesday. And for road trippers, we have some good news for you this morning. This is the cheapest holiday weekend at the pump since 2020. The average price for gas is hovering around $3.20 per gallon, all according to AAA.
Okay, three major indices falling on the day as tech stocks skid, dragging much of the market with them. Yes, it is now 6:24. Laura Kanner in with those numbers.
Shares of Marvell plunging Friday after the AI chipmaker's data center revenue failing to meet estimates. Marvell also provided weak guidance for the current quarter. Caterpillar stock falling Friday. The construction and mining machinery maker says tariffs will have a $1.5 to $1.8 billion impact on its finances this year, more than it had originally anticipated. Sentinel One stock climbing Friday. The cybersecurity firm posted better-than-expected second-quarter results as AI-related threats continue to escalate. Stocks closing lower Friday. The Dow ending down 92, S&P 500 down 42, NASDAQ down 250. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
625, News Radio 92.3, and of course, Austin Price in with weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, luckily, it's looking pretty good out here. That's been the story this entire afternoon. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please keep up that trend. Let's see, looking at the weather here, 75 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Next couple days, going to have these rainfall chances lingering, but luckily the highs are going to take a hit as a result. Tomorrow's high, only 84 degrees. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all projected to sit at around 87.
So, you have an electric vehicle.
Maybe.
And, well, how do pay per mile fee sound to you?
That sounds like it sucks.
Well, you know, the folks, well, Oregon could become the second state to mandate these fees for electric vehicle owners. Gary Baumgarten has more on News Radio 92.3.
Hawaii already has such a tax on electric vehicles. It's being considered in Oregon because gas tax projections have fallen in the state, creating a $300 million transportation budget deficit, threatening snow plowing and road repairs. Opponents say imposing such a fee will discourage people from buying EVs, something environmentalists encourage as a way to reduce highway emissions. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Lisa Cook will have to wait for a ruling in her emergency hearing. The Federal Reserve governor sued President Trump after she was fired for cause. Trump says a DOJ investigation into her mortgage fraud is reason enough. Cook's lawyer wants a temporary restraining order to block Trump's firing, arguing he doesn't have the authority to remove her. The judge is asking both sides for follow-up filings to be provided Tuesday.
Chicago pushing back against President Trump's plan to send the National Guard there next after he sent it to Washington. They got some outstanding results in Washington over this. Just ask Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C. She says, hey, turned it around. Looks good. Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
President Trump's border czar said Chicago would be smart to bring in the National Guard to help reduce crime, just like they have here in the nation's capital.
We have a big operation up there that's continuing, and it's about to get a lot bigger. You would think he'd welcome the assistance. His number one responsibility, it's the safety and security of that city. If he's not going to do it, President Trump's going to do it.
The murder rate here in the nation's capital last year was notably higher than Chicago's. One of the reasons the president deployed the National Guard to the streets of D.C.
And Senate Democrats are facing a critical choice on how much to work with Republicans on government funding. Democratic lawmakers were met with anger from voters after returning home for recess following a funding showdown in March. Congress returns next week with a looming shutdown deadline, and lawmakers are expected to pass a stopgap measure, allowing for more time to work on a larger funding deal for most of next year. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have called on their GOP counterparts to immediately meet to discuss averting a shutdown with a proposal to fund the government in a bipartisan manner.
Following a contentious political fight, new congressional laws are signed into law in Texas, boosting Republicans' advantage in the U.S. House. Jeff Manasso reports.
At the Texas State Capitol in Austin, Governor Greg Abbott signing into law what he calls the One Big Beautiful Map that officially makes Texas more red.
That ensures fairer representation in the United States Congress for Texans.
Redistricting in which Republicans could gain up to 5 additional seats in the U.S. House, including that of outspoken Democrat Jasmine Crockett. Texas state Democrats fought the efforts, including fleeing the state earlier this month to shut down the government, only to return under pressure. Texas Democrats promise a court fight as redistricting battles play out across the country. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And protesters have been gathering outside CDC headquarters amid a big shakeup at the federal health agency. On Wednesday, the White House fired Director Susan Menarez less than a month after she was sworn in. The move caused several other top CDC officials to resign in protest.
President Trump removing Secret Service protection from former Vice President Kamala Harris. Evan Brown has the report.
A spokesperson for former Vice President and former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris confirms to Fox News that the U.S. Secret Service will no longer be providing her with protection after September 1st. The order to discontinue the protection came directly from President Trump. While outgoing presidents are entitled under law for lifetime protection by the agency, vice presidents leaving office are only provided a detail for 6 months. But a source says President Biden, before leaving office, ordered Harris's detail be extended by an additional year. President Trump is canceling that. Eben Brown, Fox News.
AAA launching its Toe2Go program right now through Tuesday morning. The initiative offers complimentary and confidential transportation for those impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. So that started at 6 o'clock this afternoon. Well, I hope you have a great afternoon. Talking sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal court ruling most of President Trump's tariffs are unconstitutional. Fox's David Spunt reports.
The tariffs can stay in place until October 14th. That's when the mandate from the circuit court, the federal circuit court appeals decision, actually kicks in. This was a 127-page decision that finds that most of the president's tariffs are unconstitutional.
The administration says it will seek immediate relief from the Supreme Court. Over 20 FEMA employees have been fired following a data breach, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
FEMA's chief information officer and chief information security officer are among 24 FEMA IT employees accused of neglecting basic security protocols. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says the agency's IT leadership failed at every level.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with a Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Kenny Clark is a three-time Pro Bowler and is still an extremely underrated player. The Cowboys did get a good player and two first-round picks for Micah Parsons. However, it absolutely feels like they could have gotten more for a star pass rusher who's still only 26 years old. Kenny Clark and two first-round picks is a good starting offer, but the final trade return should have been more for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Triumph Gulf Coast awarded $3.25 million to Pensacola State College to establish a workforce development training center. The funds will renovate the former academic computer center, with renovation starting in 2026 and classes being held temporarily elsewhere.
Number two.
Oysters in the Pensacola Bay system are experiencing various challenges, especially when it comes to water quality. In the past, local water supported a sizable oyster industry, ranking only second after Apalachicola, which accounted for about 90% of Florida's wild oyster harvest. The remaining 10% came from Pensacola Bay, East Bay, and Escambia Bay.
Number three.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters continue tracking a tropical wave off the west coast of Africa, which currently has a 30% probability of development over the next week as it moves westward across the Atlantic. Conditions in the Gulf remain unchanged, though. The most active period of hurricane season typically continues through mid-October, with the peak being around September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, another local loud boom was reported in Pace, Pea Ridge, and Milton early this morning around 4. Santa Rosa officials had a reoccurrence of Thursday's incident resulting from a trip steam line over at the Santa Rosa Energy Center. Apparently, one of the plant's turbines is encountering a valve issue. It's causing steam to release when the turbine is shut down.
Strange. All right. And a hotel was evacuated yesterday due to a fire. Escambia County Fire Rescue was called to the court. Thankfully, no injuries were reported during the incident, and the fire was quickly extinguished.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
20 times in Major League history, a player has hit 4 home runs or more in a game. The Phillies guys to do it. The last was Mike Schmidt against the Cubs on April 17, 1976. Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it. 4 home runs in a game. A 3-run home run.
On NBC Sports Philadelphia, Kyle Schwarber hit his 46th, 47th, 48th, and 49th home runs. 49 on the season for Schwarber. The Phillies blasted the Braves 19-4. Kyle Schwarber leads the National League with 4 more home runs than Shohei Ohtani. He's one behind Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead. Schwarber's 119 RBIs, 11 better than the Mets' Pete Alonso for the Major League lead. Major upset in college football. 25th-ranked Boise State was slammed by South Florida in Tampa, 34-7. Bulls quarterback Byron Brown ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 210 yards. Wild game in New Jersey. Rutgers blew a 31-14 lead against Ohio, but then hung on to win 34-31. NFL, circle the Sunday night game of the 4th week of the season. 4-time Pro Bowl defensive end Micah Parsons will be in the spotlight. The Cowboys playing the Packers. Yesterday, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for 3-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and 2 first-round draft picks in 2026 and 27. Parsons agreed to a 4-year contract with the Packers worth $188 million, $120 million guaranteed at signing, $136 million in guarantees overall. Micah Parsons now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He has 52.5 sacks in his first 4 seasons. He and the late Reggie White, the only players in league history with at least 12 sacks each of their first 4 years. Sunday night, September 28th, Parsons and the Packers will visit the Cowboys in a homecoming for Micah Parsons. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we heard some college football talk in there. Well, the first full Saturday of college football is almost here. The day kicks off with a banger as number 1 Texas will take on number 3 Ohio State in Columbus. Number 24 Tennessee will take on Syracuse in Atlanta, while Florida State will play host to a top 10 Alabama. Speaking of the top 10, Clemson and LSU both in there, and they will be meeting up on Saturday as well. And that's just Saturday. We also got South Carolina and Vatech on Sunday, TCU North Carolina on Monday. Had some good games yesterday, got some good ones tonight.
Okay, as the college football season is underway, athletes are now getting paid directly by their schools for the first time. Well, here's the latest coming out of Los Angeles.
The money comes from 3 buckets, right? Revenue sharing. Each athletic department can spend up to $20.5 million on direct payments to athletes, typically 75% to football, 75%, 15% to basketball, the rest to non-revenue sports like track and rowing. Then you've got the boosters, right? The wealthy donors and alumni who pool their money into a collective, and they use it to attract the best recruits and players in the transfer portal who are leaving their teams and going somewhere better. Finally, NIL, the name, image, and likeness, right? These are the endorsement deals from, say, local car dealers to the big national brands that pay players to advertise their products.
And speaking of payment and sports, Americans are expected to bet a record $30 billion this NFL season. Estimates by the American Gaming Association found an 8.5% increase from last year. FanDuel and DraftKings are still major players in the sports betting space, despite growing competition from names like BetMGM and Caesars.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, new research says common over-the-counter painkillers may be fueling deadly antibiotic-resistant superbugs. Like, if you don't mind, 5455, you can rack that one up for me.
Yeah.
Jill Nato has more on News Radio 92.3.
A study shows Advil and Tylenol were found to fuel the superbugs that contribute to antibiotic resistance. Researchers at the University of South Australia conducted lab tests with E. coli and Cipro. That's a common antibiotic used to treat urinary tract infections. They found that by adding Advil or Tylenol to the mix, they significantly increased genetic mutations in the bacteria. Those mutations made E. coli highly resistant to antibiotics. The World Health Organization says in 2019, drug-resistant bacteria were responsible for over a million deaths. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Taylor Fresh Foods is recalling salad kits that were sold in 25 states. According to the company's announcement, its honey balsamic salad kit may contain undeclared sesame and soy allergens after individual packets of dressing and toppings incorrectly included Asian sesame ginger instead of the honey balsamic vinaigrette. Consumers should immediately discard the recalled products, and they can receive a refund at their place of purchase. Taylor Fresh Foods has not received reports of illnesses connected to the recalled kits at this time.
Concerning information coming out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, parents up there continue to protest as state police investigate allegations that Fairfax County public school staff may have helped students get abortions without their parents' knowledge.
Yikes.
Here's the latest.
Outside of a Fairfax County School Board meeting Thursday, dozens of parents, organizers, and activists rallied.
Our rights do not end when we drop our children off at the Kiss and Ride.
Their demonstration comes after allegations surfaced earlier this month that in 2021, Centerville High School staff secretly helped students get abortions without their parents' consent and possibly used public funds to pay for them.
Schools are supposed to teach children, not advocate to kill them in the womb.
Virginia State Police have since initiated a criminal investigation at the request of Governor Glenn Youngkin.
And California researchers say a cancer treatment for cats may also work for humans. Scientists at UC Davis and UC San Francisco have been testing a treatment for squamous cell carcinoma, which is one of the most aggressive cancers in cats. KCRA in Sacramento says 20 cats were treated during the clinical trial, and 7 of them showed a response to the treatment. One cat named Jack, who was given only 6 weeks, managed to live 8 months because of it and was able to spend Christmas with its family. The researchers believe the treatment could also be effective for humans who have squamous cell carcinoma.
Okay, 38-year-old Cordelius McShane of Pensacola pleaded guilty to distributing over 40 grams of fentanyl with prior felony convictions for cocaine possession and firearm possession. He faces a potential life sentence at his December 4th hearing.
And be careful about the infinite workday. It happens after the workday ends, when many of us are still tied to emails, calls, tasks. Leaves people with a feeling that they're never off the clock. A University of Virginia researcher says that during this Labor Day, employees are reminded to prioritize downtime and take themselves off of autopilot. Just about 6:45 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Nothing going on the roads. Maybe a little bit of backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound. This is going to be passing Highway 29. Got some backups over there. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. All in all, it's been a pretty easygoing day traffic-wise. As for your weather, it's 75 degrees right now, low of 73 tonight. Got some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, and that includes some lowered highs as a result. Tomorrow's high only 84, and over the few days after that, sitting at around 87.
Okay, today marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's devastation on the Gulf Coast. Tanya J. Roberts has more.
Hurricane Katrina is blamed for the deaths of almost 1,400 people and $125 billion in damage. It made landfall on August 29, 2005, near New Orleans as a Category 3 hurricane with a massive storm surge. President George W. Bush called it one of the worst natural disasters in our nation's history.
The vast majority of New Orleans, Louisiana is underwater.
The Louisiana Superdome became a temporary shelter as well as a symbol for the challenges in the storm's aftermath.
You know, it's really bad. You know, I mean, they got disease in there, they got dead bodies. The bathrooms, we haven't used it since, like, Tuesday.
Ceremonies are planned across New Orleans and South Mississippi to observe the anniversary. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
No dramatic increases in the latest inflation readings. Jenny Casola, all over these numbers today.
The latest readings on inflation are mixed. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose just 0.2% in July, which was an improvement. And the PCE for the year ending in July rose 2.6%, matching June. Though core PCE, excluding food and energy, for the year ending in July rose slightly to 2.9%. The PCE Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose to 5.6% back in February of 2022, which was the highest level since February of 1983. The Federal Reserve is looking at inflation and the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates next month. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court late this afternoon struck a massive blow to President Trump's aggressive trade policy. In a 7-4 ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit concluded that most of the president's global tariffs are illegal and that the law Trump invoked when he granted his most expansive tariffs does not actually grant him the power to impose those levies. With this ruling not to take effect until October 14th, the Trump administration will look to the Supreme Court now to reverse this decision. A 10-and-a-half-year marriage, that of Kraft Heinz, could be heading for a split. The Wall Street Journal reports the food giant, created by an early 2015 merger, seems to be headed for a breakup. The Journal's report cites people familiar with the matter and indicates a transaction could be announced as soon as next week. Stocks finished lower in the pre-holiday weekend Friday session. The NASDAQ Composite sliding 1.1%. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials eased 41 and 92 points, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Treasury Department is accusing China of laundering over $300 billion in drug cartel money through U.S. banks. Slick little operation they have going on here. Lauren Simonetti has more.
Here's how their arrangement works. China ships precursor chemicals to Mexico to make drugs. The cartels then smuggle them into the U.S., sell them, and pay the Chinese to launder the proceeds. That often involves going through U.S. banks and ultimately back to Mexico. Frank Tarantino is special agent in charge of the DEA's New York division.
The way that these Chinese criminal groups, these money laundering networks, are operating has completely undermined our financial institutions. It's compromised the economy and also challenged the integrity of the financial markets.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
And consumer sentiment fell in August on worries about the economy. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month slipped about 6% from July. The decline was noted across all age and income groups as inflation expectations rose for the year ahead. The survey's chief economist said buying conditions for durable goods dropped to their lowest level in a year due to growing concerns about high prices.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A fire hazard you just can't see is the subject of a major consumer recall. Teresa Crowley has more.
Fire hazard in the attic fan. The Consumer Product Safety Commission recalling nearly 3 million electric motors for attic fans used in gable and roof-mounted fans distributed by the brand AirVent, sold online and in big stores like Lowe's, ABC Supply, and Beacon. So check the old attic fan because it was over 10 years ago, from 2003 to 13. They cost $74 to $92 at the time. CDC reports the electric motor safety cutoff could pose a risk of short circuit and fire hazard. With 159 incidents of burning or fire, but no injuries, the fans have a distinctive vent pattern, kind of like a flower. AirVent says stop using immediately and contact them for a refund. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Elon Musk seeking to have a lawsuit from the SEC dismissed. The SEC sued Musk in January, alleging the tech billionaire delayed a disclosure of his stake in Twitter before purchasing the platform in 2022. The lawsuit claims Musk's actions cost shareholders hundreds of millions of dollars. But in a 60-page filing on Thursday, his attorneys argue the action is a waste of this court's time, as there is no ongoing violation, intent, or harm.
Democratic and Republican parties are considering the idea of a convention ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Mark Meredith from Washington has the latest.
A political convention not only pumps up the base, but allows parties to present a coherent message to voters about what they aim to accomplish. The president saying he's all for it, and today Speaker Mike Johnson said he too thinks it would help the GOP. The Democrats say they're on board too. They write, to showcase our tremendous candidates running up and down the ballot and harness the amazing grassroots energy we're already seeing, several options are on the table for next year, including hosting a large-scale gathering before the midterms. Democrats still face a cash crunch. The latest financial filing shows the DNC only had about $15 million cash on hand this summer, comparing that to $80 million for the GOP, and they don't have the national standard bearer like the Republicans. So it's unclear who Democrats would prominently showcase.
And a new report from a fiscal watchdog group called Citizens Budget Committee shows New York may need more millionaires. With only 70,000 people earning $1 million or more in New York State in 2022, the nonpartisan group says New York is not keeping pace with other large states like Texas, Florida, California. The new study comes as New Yorkers really consider how the next mayor could impact the economy, with Democratic nominees Orhan Mamdani saying billionaires should not exist, even proposing a 2% tax on those who make more than $1 million.
Okay, the Labor Day weekend officially here, and a record 17 million people expected to hit the skies and roads. Now, if you're traveling by car, you may see a surprise at the pump. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
This White House has looked at today's gas prices. They have decided they want to brag about them.
As Americans make their Labor Day weekend travel plans, they will be able to enjoy five-year low gas prices thanks to President Trump fully unleashing American energy dominance.
The last four Labor Days, you started out at $3.79 a gallon, then down to $3.77, $3.29, and $3.20 today. And the Energy Secretary Chris Wright, who was handpicked by President Trump to implement very specific policies, says that those policies are the reason for the decline.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to send you off into the weekend once and for all, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Only in the forest can you see this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. And you might just see this. Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
On the cover of a magazine, there's no question why I'm smiling. You buy a piece of paradise, you buy a piece of me.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Jesus, he knows me, and he knows I'm right. I've been talking to Jesus all my life.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at the weather, local traffic together. Before I get into this, congrats going out to Tyler Manning from Gulf Breeze, picking up on the FSU and Alabama tickets. Game tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff over at Doak Campbell. Mm-hmm. Going to be a great game. Go Noles. And congratulations again to Tyler. And UWF in action. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I reached out to Brandon. He's the lovely fellow who's running our board for UWF's broadcast on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And I asked him, I said, hey, man, what's the UWF score? Chris and I want to report on it. And he told me 21-0 UWF second quarter.
Mm. Way to go, Argos.
I would assume we're getting it from ESPN Pensacola. That's about as reliable as
we can
get.
And you set me up on that one because you said the team, Lenoir Rhyme,
yes,
was a good team.
Okay, because...
Okay, get yourself out of this one.
I'm not familiar too much with the level...
Now the truth comes
out.
No,
I am not too familiar with the level of competition they face typically, like week in, week out. But I have seen that they've been consistently good for several years. They go to the playoffs. They beat up on teams. I think they've beat up on Valdosta State. That's a UWF opponent. Yeah. Beating up on them in the playoff. So it's like, okay, this team looks like they are objectively good across all boards. I don't know what the heck's going on with them. I don't know if they have a... new coach, new staff and roster. I don't know what their deal is, but it's looking like a rebuild tonight.
Very interesting. Well, one of the original methods of how Americans connected to the internet. Did you do the weather?
No, I didn't.
Why don't you go ahead and do that before I launch into this one?
Roads are looking good.
You're just rambling on here. I thought, wait a minute, he didn't do the weather or driving yet.
Roads are looking good. 75 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. And last but not least...
Here's today's pop culture.
That's the other thing we were missing.
Okay, here we go. One of the original methods of how Americans connected to the internet will officially shut down tomorrow. Evan Brown has a story.
Who still uses a dial-up internet connection? AOL, once called America Online, is officially shutting down the last of its dial-up connection nodes after tomorrow. There was a time when your internet connection wasn't constant or even always available. You needed a landline phone. AOL's dial-up service has been in operation for 34 years. While dial-up internet today seems quaint, U.S. Census data shows about 160,000 Americans still use it to get online. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, and Hulk Hogan's wife filing a malpractice lawsuit over the wrestling icon's recent death. According to TMZ, Sky Daly believes the neck surgery her husband underwent in May damaged his phrenic nerve, contributing to his death. That's the nerve that controls breathing. Daly has ordered a private autopsy. The medical examiner had ruled Hogan died from a heart attack.
6:58, a couple of minutes away from 7 News Radio 92.3. Dozens of people have been sickened in a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs. Lisa LaSera has the report.
At least 95 people in 14 states have gotten sick from the large brown cage-free Sunshine Yolks or Omega Golden Yolks eggs from Country Eggs LLC of Lucerne Valley, California, bearing three separate brand names. The cartons contain the code CA7695 and sell-by dates of July 1st through September 16th. Production has been suspended. The CDC says 18 of those who got sick in the outbreak that began in January had to be hospitalized. Most people who get sick with Salmonella recover within a week, according to the CDC, but infections can be severe in young children, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Okay, for the second year in a row, a country music fest has been scrapped. Boy, they had some great talent here. Michelle Polino has the story.
The Field & Stream Music Festival has been canceled again. The event, set for October 3rd through the 5th in Winnsboro, South Carolina, was to feature Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, along with ZZ Top, Riley Green, and Bailey Zimmerman. Organizers say all tickets will be refunded, citing only circumstances beyond our control. This is the second straight year the festival has been scrapped. The 2024 inaugural event was canceled after Hurricane Helene made conditions unsafe. Church not only was slated to headline, but also owns a stake in the company after he and Morgan Wallen purchased Field & Stream from Dick's Sporting Goods in early 2024. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, I want to invest in your future. Powerball, $950 million Saturday night. Tonight, Mega Millions, $277 million. And as Austin and I always say, play wisely and good luck to you. Austin and I back Monday at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.